Let's talk about the time that the witch tried to kill me. So, if you don't know who I'm Brooke Senta. My entire life, pretty much, I've been able to see, hear, feel spirits, and I love urban exploring. So let's get into some of the stories. And sorry about the traffic. I'm on a walk. This is where I usually end up recording podcasts because it just works out for me that way. Maybe I'll probably do some better videos on the subject. But anyways, let's get into the time that the witch tried to kill me. So, first of all, even since I was a kid, like, I had things happen, and, like, could see and hear and feel spirits, and over the years, I've developed the gifts and learned how to turn them on and off, and, at a point where I can probably teach people how to get into that spot if they want to, there's been some wild things that have happened, and there's so many things that have happened too where it's like, I feel like this is a bad area because XYZ, and find out either because I researched or because I had a friend that I talked to and they're like, yeah, actually that XYZ is exactly what happened there and that's why you're feeling that. And it's like, huh, excuse me? Okay, so this is one of those things where I was asleep and then I got up in the morning. I woke up and I had been awake for a little while. I don't know, probably like 20 minutes, but I hadn't gotten out of bed yet. And I could, like, in my mind, I could see, well, okay, first of all, like, it was like sleep paralysis, but it wasn't because I had been awake for 20 minutes. So it's not like it was just like this, like, oh, I hadn't actually woken up yet. But it was very similar. So I'd been awake for like 20 minutes and then all of a sudden I couldn't move any of my muscles. I couldn't speak. I couldn't do anything. And in my mind, I saw this really ugly woman hovering over me with her hands around my neck, trying to choke me and kill me. And, of course that was absolutely terrifying. And so I'm like, okay, I need to get the name of Jesus out and then I'll be fine. But like, I couldn't move. I could legitimately like tried so hard to move and I couldn't even move. And I couldn't speak anything. I was trying so hard to say Jesus and no words came out. So finally, after a little bit, like I'm praying in my head cause like I can still think thoughts. I just can't physically do anything, and it was like I was completely paralyzed, my entire body. So I finally started to like utter Jesus, but like it didn't really come out very well. It was like Jesus. And so like I like keep trying and it's becoming a little bit easier to like actually get to a place where I can like at least utter the name Jesus. And finally I get to the place where I can say it clearly, and once I did that, that's when I finally was able to, holy cow, that's a really big hole. Oh, that's super bizarre. Anyways, so finally I got to the point where I was able to clearly say words, and I was able to move, and like once I got to that point I was finally able to like move my muscles. And so I just prayed that this witch would have no more power in the neighborhood, because I really felt strongly that there was somebody really nearby who was a witch practicing dark magic that was like, I've seen her prayers before. Well, not necessarily seen my prayers, but like because of my prayers, like could see the light. And knew who I was because of it. And I'm like, I feel like it's somebody I've never met, but they know who I am. And I feel like it's somebody practicing dark magic, and they astral projected to try and kill me. And because they're pissed. They want power, and they know with me around they can't have it. So I'm like, when that happened, I prayed that this witch would no longer have power. Like, in general, and that, like, definitely wouldn't come back in the house, and, like, just had no authority and no place there anymore. And I was telling my roommate, because my roommate owned the house, and so I was telling my roommate, I was like, I didn't tell her the details because I didn't want to freak her out. I've learned over the years that not everybody can handle everything. So I just told her that I thought that there was a witch that attacked me in the morning. And she's like, actually, our neighbor's son has been staying with them for a little while now. And he's super heavy into drugs, and he is part of the occult, and he practices dark magic. And I was like, he's a witch. And I'm like, excuse me? Like, wait. Nah, like, you just confirmed everything I told you? Like, what? And not only that, it's the neighbor? Like, what? But shortly after that, like, not, like, within a day or two, I don't remember how fast it was. It was really fast, though. He was gone. Like, he didn't, like, nothing happened to him that I know of anyways. But he moved out and left and didn't come back. And I was like, that's not coincidental. Even a little bit. And, like, I know things can be written off, and, like, people could say, like, sleep paralysis, like, there can be, like, things that can explain it, but I'm like, I was awake for 20 minutes and I had no idea anybody in the neighborhood was practicing witchcraft of any sort. And so, like, it's just, yeah, maybe you can try and explain it away, but I'm just like, I don't think so, because, like, I had some weird things happen during my prayer time too. One day I prayed to see angels. I've never prayed that prayer since because it's terrifying, which I can tell you the story of that another day. But for me, so first of all, like, getting into that, like, the way that I knew these things wasn't because it was, like, super obvious to most people, because, like, the spirit world is, like, such an interesting world that's not, like, obvious to our world, like, our realm. So it's really, there's a lot of questions, and it's really hard to explain, and, like, I'm finally at a point where I probably can try, whereas up until now I probably wouldn't have been able to. I don't know. But it's something that, it's something I've been developing for a really long time. Like, years and years and years. And so there's been many, many things that I've done to practice getting into that spot. But, like, it's never, like, well, rarely. I have seen apparitions before. If you want to hear those stories, I can tell you those stories too. I'm sure they're coming. I know I have one on my YouTube channel coming. I have stories on my YouTube channel coming too. But you guys on Instagram voted for this one, so this is what we're doing right now. But I have had all kinds of crazy things happen, and when I was younger, I didn't really know how to, like, explain what I was experiencing. And I also, well, I have ADHD, first of all, and second of all, I was grew up in a house where, like, shamed for just being human. So, like, having feelings was absolutely unacceptable. Having needs was unacceptable. And so, like, pushing all that down, like, there were probably a lot more things happened that I didn't even realize. But then when I started, like, early 20s, started getting into, like, more prayer stuff, and, like, more, like, spiritual side of things, not just, like, believing in God, and that's kind of it. But, like, actually, like, spiritual things, in the spirit realm, and, that's when I started to see a lot more, understand what was happening, and, understand that I was experiencing things, and I, like, it wasn't just something we pushed down, like, it was real, and, like, oftentimes, like, some of that stuff, It feels just as real to me as our reality. So, like, getting it to, like, know what's going on. That was, like, I was pretty advanced at the time into all this stuff. And had I not been, I never would have gotten attacked. But had I not been and somehow gotten attacked, I wouldn't have known what was going on. It would have been terrifying and that was it. But like, I knew what to do in the moment because I feel things really, really deeply. And because of all those emotions that were pushed down, it was really hard for me to get back to who I naturally was, because those feelings, it's like almost like intuition. Sometimes I see things, and because I practice so much, sometimes I see things, sometimes I feel things, the feeling too, like the feeling and the, oh wait, no, I just said that, but yeah, the feeling one was like a bit, like that's the big, big one. I see things a lot too, not typically physical, typically in my mind. There's been some physical ones though. There's been a few, like the time I saw rats, the time I saw the woman who wasn't actually there. I've seen a few other things too. Hearing things, I've heard some things that also typically isn't, it's a lot of feeling and seeing in my mind. And the feelings, like I said, like I was raised to push down my feelings and not have them. And I thought there was something seriously wrong with me when I had them. So the more I've been able to heal myself, and like it just, the journey has been very long of reading a lot of self-help books, going to counselors, therapy, all the stuff to work on myself and find out who I really am, because, surprise, I didn't really know who I was, and I was part of a cult for a while. That's a whole nother story for another day as well. but all kinds of crazy things have happened that just, my life is crazy. I don't know. What stories do you want to hear? And what do you want to know more about in the supernatural? If you, it's golden hour, by the way. It's so pretty. If you send me a comment or a message on Instagram, TikTok maybe, you can find me anywhere at BrickSanta. Instagram or YouTube is probably the best place to comment that I will actually see it. YouTube notifications can sometimes get a little crazy. Instagram, I'm usually pretty good about checking. So, and it's BrickSanta everywhere. Instagram's technically BrickSanta Music, but the BrickSanta took my account and has never once used it. I don't know. It's been used, like I tried to set it up years ago and it's not set up. It was somebody else had it and I made the name up. So I don't really understand. I don't understand, but it'll be obvious that it's not me. but my, if you type in BrickSanta, like my stuff should come up. But I can tell you how to get in that place, how to like turn it on and off. I can tell you, and like this isn't like an overnight thing, like it's not going to be like a one and done thing, like it's something that does have to be developed. But the way that I knew that what was going on in that moment was because I feel things really deeply, and I have a strong gift of discerning of spirits. So a lot of times I can tell exactly, like I don't know that I even believe in human ghosts, except for the fact that I saw a full freaking apparition one day, which I don't know how many of these I've actually seen, but like I saw this woman standing on a bridge, had a full conversation with her, and she just disappeared. So like I don't know what to make of that, but I don't know that I believe in human ghosts necessarily. I don't know what to think anymore after so many things have happened, to be perfectly honest. But as far as like demons, angels, spirit of, like there's like so many different spirits out there. There's like lying spirits, there's like spirits of discernment, there's truth, lies, like there's all kinds of different spirits. There's demons, angels, all kinds of different things. And by the way, angels don't look like you think they will. They're kind of terrifying, not gonna lie, they're a little terrifying, kind of creepy. Very creepy, actually. So there's a lot of stuff out there, and everybody has gifts that they're natural in. Like for me is discerning of the spirits and prophecy. And like the way that I get there is like a lot of feeling, a lot of feeling, or seeing pictures in my mind. Like it's usually a combination. But everybody experiences things differently. Everybody has different gifts. And so everybody is going to be naturally good at different things. But anybody can do most of the stuff. if you work on it. And even the stuff that you're naturally good at, like, you can get a lot better at it if you develop it and work on it and all of that stuff. So I don't know if this is helpful or if I'm just rambling. If you want more information, this is a 15-minute podcast, and I feel like I just rambled and because I had so many thoughts in my mind. Let me know what you want from this series, because y'all, most of you on Instagram at least, wanted the supernatural stories, so for podcasts. So here we are, supernatural stories. Here we come. And that goes along with what my upcoming YouTube series is. I'm doing urban exploring and the supernatural. So basically what that series is going to be is I'm going to go to these different places that are like lesser known places. So like one of the places we went, I took a friend to go to, and that's another thing, a lot more collabs coming up, but I went to a cemetery. I took a friend to an abandoned school. I have a couple ghost towns coming up. We're going to go to, I have another one coming up that we're going to go to a cave and a brewery. Like, they were connected, and the cave used to be like the place where the brewery stored their alcohol or something like that. I don't remember. It's closed off now, but we're going to try and find the entrance. And what we're doing during those times is we're exploring, but then we're also talking. We're not doing anything illegal, first of all, but we're also going to talk about the supernatural, like what we feel, what we see, what we hear, what we're experiencing that isn't necessarily obvious, and like how we're getting to those conclusions and like how we got to that place. I don't use equipment. I've never used any equipment whatsoever, so it's not going to be ghost hunting or anything like that. That's not something that I have any background in, but experiencing some things, like there's been times where I knew where somebody would commit suicide, like people regularly went to commit suicide before I knew the story behind it. There's been times where I've found occult practices of like sacrifices that I didn't know the story about until afterwards. There's just been like so many things where I've known what had happened and what was going on and experienced and felt different things. Like, even when we went to that abandoned school, you'll see in the video, I believe it launches March 18th. You'll see in the video that my friend and I both felt heaviness. I went a separate day than she did. And then we went together, and both of us separately had said we felt that it was so, so heavy. And then I had felt like there was, I felt sad, not because, like, people say that there's a lot of sadness felt there. I didn't feel the sadness, but I felt really sad because it felt like there was a lot of mistreatment. And then finding out the history, that was confirmed, which makes sense because times, but there's just been so many things, and I can tell you so many stories, but it's easier to start telling those stories when people have questions, because then I can either A, go more in depth with things that I don't realize that you guys either don't know or would want to know, because I just assume that nobody wants to hear about this stuff. That has not been true. So, okay, surprise. And then also when you ask questions, sometimes that triggers things of like, oh yeah, I have that memory. I did this XYZ. This is what I did in this situation. And that's something too, like situational things. Like, every situation is kind of different and you have to approach it differently. So that's something we can talk about too. But let me know what you want to hear in the next podcast. At Brooksenta, whichever your choice platform is, Instagram's probably the easiest one to get hold of me in that way. But also you can follow me on TikTok and YouTube and Instagram to get more of this, because I'm talking about it on all the platforms. This is such a big part of, it's like who I am. Exploring things, but like the lesser known things, and the supernatural is just who I am at the core of my very being that I've never actually talked publicly about, and that's changing this year. So let me know what you want more of. I love you so much. Dream big, take action. Bye.